Let me just start out with the obvious thing. It's 120 something to 12. So you're over there on your sideline. What are you saying to your players?
I'm saying we're doing good. I mean, it's not just 12. I can tell you it's not 12. I'm not going to tell you the number, but I will say this. The number is more than Joe had last time when he got elected.
Okay. More than the total he had or more than the Republicans he had?
More than the
Republicans. Okay. I was going to say you're home, right?
No, not everybody's come out. We're just kind of playing along.
Okay. So tell me what has to happen in the next 40 days or so. Tell me if you can kind of run this out without, if you want to spill your strategy, that's great. But just tell me what this has to look like in order to pull this off.
Well, the first week I didn't really have a chance to call many members, and we had Thanksgiving. I was able to get a hold of some of the freshmen because I started with them just because I didn't know most of them.
Uh-huh.
I felt like it was going to take more time to get through freshmen just because it's hard to call somebody you've never met and say, hey, will you vote for me tomorrow? Or, you know what I mean? Will you sign up today? I figured that was going to take more time. I'm still working that. I really just started working members, and I'm just going to work until January 11th to see what happens. But I'm very optimistic. Or I wouldn't be doing this.
What's the pitch? What do you tell them? What are the selling points here?
Pitch is just on a continuum. We had historic election. We have opportunity for a more conservative House than we've obviously had last time, which obviously wasn't a very conservative House. And given that, and given where Joe is on the continuum, not that he's a bad guy or anything, but he tends to be on the more liberal end. If he's not the most liberal Republican, he's certainly down at the very bottom. And I think we ought to have something more conservative in leadership, and that means more conservative and more Republican committee chairman.
Are you saying that the Republican chairs who are there could be more conservative than they are, and that there ought to be more Republican chairs in addition to that?
Correct.
Okay. If you were elected speaker in a 76-74 situation, would the mix of Republicans and Democrats have been about the same? And maybe the type of Republicans and the types of Democrats been different?
Yes. I'm not sure that – I don't know if the mix would have been exactly the same. I'm sure it would have been different, but we would have had more Republicans, and I think both the Democrats and the Republicans would have been more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at like Michael Sullivan's ratings, he did like a rating on fiscal issues only.
Right.
So the overall Republican House was like 82.5. When you mix in the overall House, it was like 56, I think.
Right.
And Strauss's chairs were at 54. So his chairs tended to be more liberal than the overall House, which is odd for a Republican speaker to have a more liberal, leadership than the overall House.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm saying is he's on the continuum of being more left-leaning when, given where we're at now, that shouldn't be the case. And I don't think we should accept that this time.
Okay. Do you think that the makeup that he picked was a are you seeing his own politics manifest, or is it a function of who brought him to the dance, or a little bit of both?
I guess I'm not understanding your question.
Did the people that he appointed, obviously he appointed the people he appointed, to the extent that they were more liberal than the rest of the House, is that a reflection of his own politics, or is that a reflection more of his constituency in the House?
I think it might be both.
Okay.
He has that constituency because he is more liberal. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't have had that same constituency, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he has that constituency because he is more liberal. And I'm not saying every member that supports him is liberal. I'm just saying as an overall whole, his chairmanship, based on, at least several surveys, they tended to be more liberal. Doesn't mean every one of his members is liberal because they're not.
Right.
But a higher percentage than I would have chosen.
Okay. If regular citizen sitting out here and I'm looking at the House do this thing, what's the difference to me? Is this an internal game Or is this something that, you know, an average voter or a person outside ought to care about?
Well, I mean, if you look at what happened in Washington, one of the huge issues that Republicans ran on this last time was Nancy Pelosi being too liberal. And mm-hmm. we needed to change the Republicans so that we would have a more conservative leader. So obviously we all know that the leader of the House has tremendous power in directing the direction of the legislature merely by who that person puts into positions of leadership. So I think just as they cared about whether we had Nancy Pelosi, I would guess that if they were paying attention to what's going on in Texas, they would care if we have a more liberal Joe Strauss or a more conservative Ken Paxton.
Okay. When did you, I know you announced on Veterans Day, but when did you decide to do this? When did you start thinking about maybe you'd like to leave the House?
It wasn't something that I was necessarily thinking about very much before I announced. What I did think was when we won the 99, I was thinking that we should have a more conservative speaker, and nobody really jumped in after the election.
Warren wasn't your guy just for whatever reason?
I like Warren. I didn't see a lot of, I guess, momentum yet, and I just thought it didn't hurt to have somebody else in the race. I mean, and hopefully, he's gotten some momentum since the election, too.
Okay. Do you think that this is the three names in this thing, or do you expect to see more people get into it?
I really don't expect to see more. You never know. But
right.
I'm not sensing that when I talk to people. I mean, I spent a lot of time talking to people before I got in because I was looking for other people to get in.
So, an obviously dangerous question, but I'll ask it anyway. Did you have a favorite? Do you have somebody you really hoped would get in?
Well, I had favorites. There were several people that I would have been happy about. They would have gotten in, and I would have been happy to support them. I would have.
Okay.
There's no grand plan on my part to become speaker. It's a grand plan more for a more conservative House than we had last time.
Okay.
It's very simple.
Okay. Tell me what you think of the outside groups. I mean, you've watched a couple of speakers' races and a number of speaker challenges. And I guess this is the first time, because of the court rulings, that the outside groups, for whatever cause, are unfettered here. Does it change the nature of this thing?
I don't know if, I guess the law was really more related to money, right? Wasn't it more contribution driven than, the outside groups could
It was contribution driven, but a lot of groups just shied away from it just because they didn't want it was a blurry line and they didn't want to play with it.
Well, yeah, because it had a chilling effect, right? I guess that's
right. If you go back, if you talk to Shackelford or some of those guys who actually sued in the first place, that was part of their argument, was not that it was clearly illegal, but that it was unclearly legal, and so nobody wanted to play, right?
It's hard to know because I don't know that we've ever had a Republican. I guess you could argue that other speakers were controversial to Democrats, but we haven't had a Republican this controversial in the state in my memory, and maybe never. So, in the party, I would say that Joe is the most controversial, Republican elected official, at least at a high level, that maybe has ever happened. And so maybe they would have engaged 4 years ago, 2 years ago, I don't know. It happened so fast last time, they didn't really have time to engage. They didn't know it was going to happen. But it had it happened 4 years ago and Joe was rerunning 2 years ago, it may have still stirred up a lot of, Republican voters. It's not just like groups. There are a lot of Republicans who, and that was clear to me in my own district.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't just groups that I was hearing from. I was hearing from my constituents.
When did you start hearing about it? I'll give you an example. I went out to Lubbock when Charles Perry and Delwyn Jones were running against each other, and people were, not a bunch of them. I don't want to over-exaggerate it, but, people were actually talking to them.
I think that it was for me, because I didn't have an opponent, it was more when Strauss released the names.
Uh-huh.
And it became very clear that my constituents and my county and people, Republicans all over the state, were not satisfied with him being reelected. And I could understand it given the change in the numbers. If it was 76-74, it would be hard, it would be fairly unrealistic to think that we're going to have a change. But I can see why my constituents and others immediately after the election, realizing that there could be a change, why they would be unhappy if there wasn't.
Okay. Have the, you know, given what they're doing, I mean, whether it's different from the past or not, what's been the effect of the outsiders on this race, whether they're groups or individuals? Do you see that actually having an effect here, or is it still kind of an inside process?
It appears to, I mean, if just like any constituents calling my office, it should have an effect if you care what your constituents think. If they don't care about it or they're in support of Strauss, then my opinion is you ought to listen to your constituents. They're control whether you get reelected. So if my constituents were calling and saying they wanted Joe Strauss, which, by the way, I haven't gotten one of those calls, then I would say I should vote for Joe Strauss. And I think that's what's going on. I don't think around the state you're seeing, you know, hundreds, thousands of calls being made and emails and whatever, and they're not generally supportive of Joe.
Right. Okay.